Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. Welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury and today,
Sergio Carallo.
Welcome, everybody. Obviously, we've now started, as you all seen, bustthelabel.com. And right now, the only thing we focused on is our manifestation books, just because we had problems with the packaging. Just ignore all that of the gummies, which is annoying. So it took a little bit longer. But actually, all of you have been so into our manifestation books. And so we wanted to tell you a little bit about how we're going into this new year and how to use those books, because that's what we do every day. And we are, I've always told you, big manifestors, and more than just manifesting, because it's not just, as I've told you very many times, it's not a magic fucking wand. It's not like you're going to open this book, write down everything you want, and it's going to just come to you. That's not what happens. But also the art of gratitude. So I think, you know, we started Bust the Label, as I told you. It was just about sort of being who you are and what you want to do and be your sort of healthiest, best, happiest self. We started with these books when, like 3 years, 4 years ago now?
Yeah, 40 years almost ago.
Yeah. So I used to just have a notepad, but actually I found taking the book with me, because we travel so much and all of these. And sometimes, even though we have vision boards and we look at them, you can't travel with a vision board under your arm, can you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sergio and I get up in the morning with our cup of coffee and reach for our little books, and it just makes you clearer on the day. So if you open the book, they have, you know, I am grateful for, right? So then we'll write down 4 or 5 things that we're grateful for. So what would you put today?
You know, talking about how grateful we are, you know, we've been doing this for so many years and, you know, in so many different ways, but we don't realize we are doing it, you know, manifesting and being grateful. But if I have something to start the 2024, I will start just, you know, being grateful for, you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, just, you know, for life, having the people close to you that love you and, you know, just write down 5 things that you want to achieve in the next 2 months.
I think what he's trying to say is what's really important, even by the way, obviously the world is a terrible place right now, terrible. And I can't even open the newspaper without literally wanting to, you know, well, close it and shoot myself, frankly. It's just fucking awful.
Crazy.
And I cannot believe that we're living in this world right now. But even in these times, I think, you know, or say you've lost your job, something terrible's happened to you. It is so important not to get lost in that fear and in that sort of depression of like, well, everything's shit for me. So, you know, because once you lose yourself in that vibe, the vibe dictates the rest of your life. And that is the law of attraction.
100%.
And that is what rules your day. You need to be able to find something to be grateful for. And I don't care where you are in life, There's something, you know, even if you're on the street at this point, some people have a dog beside their side or someone gave them money. You know, you need to find something, because when you're grateful for any ounce of anything, it's very weird. You'll feel good. More good comes to you.
There's always a reason to be grateful.
Like, always.
Always. No matter what you're going
Dig
through.
Deep.
Yeah. No matter what you are doing in life or how bad the situation is, there is always a good thing that is happening to you in your life right now.
The air that you breathe, kindness from another person, sometimes just having another person beside you, somebody giving you attention, little things, standing on grass, believe it or not, taking off your shoes and standing on grass and just looking up to the sky costs nothing.
Yeah, I think it's just so easy in life to get trapped in this routine and in this wheel of, like, you know, when you are a bit down, you know, something happened to you and then you don't...
Go deeper and deeper.
Yeah, you go deep and you don't see anything positive coming to you. And in reality, there's just so many positive things around you, but the negative things are covered, you know.
You have a tendency or used to have a tendency of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, I'm talking from experience. I went through a lot, you know, after soccer, after I left Real Madrid, you know, it was my dream always to play for them. And for some reason, it was just not my path. I tried so hard to get back into soccer. It never worked. You know, it really never worked. And I thought, you know, to myself, I was asking myself, why? Why God put me here, you know, playing for the best team in the world, training with Cristiano Ronaldo. And then all of a sudden, it just took it from me. Like, I was never understanding why. And then I found that my purpose, it was so much bigger than that. And somehow it brought me Caroline to me, into my life. And then look at us now. So, you know, there is always, you know, something new coming. There is a new door. There is a new opportunity. You always have to be happy and grateful and ready. And that's why...
Ready to pivot and go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure as that little soccer player, age 23, 24, 22, you know, training with all these people, never in a million years did he think he was moving to Dubai with a divorcee who's 20 years older than him on a TV show in America, you know, being
never.
Spanish
yeah.
and ending up on Housewives.
It's actually
with,
crazy.
You know, doing a podcast.
In a hotel in Bali, doing so many other things. Like, we have so many businesses going on. It's just amazing. And it's so exciting.
Last year was or 2 years ago, I was like dying. I was like renting a house, building a house, having a law case against me, struggling for everything, just going, when will the fuck will this end? And now I feel like we're thriving again. Everything is temporary. And I think those books, what they do, not magically, obviously, people, there's my disclaimer, is once you write, they're so interesting to go back to, because obviously you don't throw them out like a vision board at the end of the year. You keep it, you keep writing and you keep seeing what you're grateful for, the little steps that you've made.
And you see how slowly you keep achieving and getting done things that maybe you might not realize in the past, but then all of a sudden they're done. You can check them.
You've ticked them off.
On a different way that where you were expected, but then they're done.
Yeah, that's why I love these books, because they keep such a record. And, you know, when you are down, you can just write. It just forces you to think a little bit when it says, think of four things that make you grateful today. Think of things that you want to achieve this year. Think of things. And then it's all in black and white. And even if you just go back to the last pages and just reread what you've written, it also just stimulates your mind to either thinking that you've done it or you're achieving it, and these sort of manifested into your reality, because you're reading it so often in the past tense, like you already have it, you've already achieved it. And that is
already
your life.
Like you've done it, you know, and it's so important as well to have short term and long term.
Long term goals. You put the big ones. So like when you get the books or whichever books you choose to get, you know, put your long term goals in, the ones that you think are ridiculous. Like, I'd love to be living on an island one day. I'd love to have, it doesn't matter. This book's for you. No one's seeing it, right?
Yeah. And I think this Buzz the Label book is very interesting, because we made it in a way that there is, you know, weekly goals. And at the end of every week, you have an empty space where you can write down everything you've done and you check on that week. And then at the end of the book, there's another empty space where you can just write down all the long-term goals that you want to get, let's say next year, 2024.
And travel with it. So if you're on a plane, reread it. Add things. Sometimes you forget things. Take it with you. Make it part of your life. Gratitude is, as I said, the moment you feel like you're going down, Find something positive. Mm-hmm. Do you have great parents? Is it a friend's birthday? Have you been invited somewhere? Do you have a beautiful pet? Like, whenever I'm sad, I grab my animals. My animals make me feel amazing, as long with my husband, of course.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Thank you.
You know, I grab my animals and I like to sit and think. I've told you all before, just pulling open the window and listening to water. And by the way, I heard that living on water actually
increases the power of
manifestation. So mm-hmm. makes things flow easily, more easily to you. I don't know whether it's because it's calming. I should probably, you know, look into that more. But I love that because it's so weird that I had this deep, deep feeling I needed to live on water. And I wasn't even sure that my river was going to produce enough sound for me. So I built a waterfall in my garden too, but actually it's all I hear from every angle and I fucking love it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I would suggest that even if you have a tiny garden, you can put in like a little, they have this mini water garden fountains, don't they? Mm-hmm. Just so you can listen to it. It changes your mood.
Yeah, 100%. I think the key is energy. Energy is everything. It doesn't matter, you know, like what your goals are, how big they are, or, you know, where in what position are you in life? If you have good energy, you wake up in the morning with
you
a good
you attract
attitude,
good things.
Good people near you. Like, good energy is everything.
What
put some
music.
What did
we do in the last year? We cleared out a load of friends.
A lot of people.
A load.
Oh, my God.
And now we are at a place where really good things are happening and we get asked for a lot of stuff. And I used to say yes to everything. Now we say no to everything because it takes our eye off the ball.
And I say Caroline helped me a lot in that way because, you know, like, I was always about networking. I was always about being everywhere, meeting everybody because I know I was going to get something done in business wise. And then Caroline helped me a lot to
had the opposite effect.
Filter because
less. He got less done because 100%. He was always trying to network.
To do so many things.
And so when so many people would say, would you like to do this? Actually, all we ended up doing was building their businesses and not ours.
100%. And also, they were, you know, taking the focus out of what you really, you know, what your path is or what you really need to make it, you know, happen or work. And that's just what happened, you know.
We need to keep the eye on the ball, yeah. Our ball, the
and
one that we actually own.
Even if you don't realize, someone coming into your energy, it takes that energy
drains you
out.
Drains you. 100%. I've stopped. Like, unless it flows easily, I'm not doing it. Unless mm-hmm. there's like a check attached to it, I'm not doing it.
And we work so hard yeah. to so many different projects.
I have introduced more and more people to each other and I get a big fat kick in the teeth. Not happening anymore.
100%.
And, you know, it's made me harder, but, you know, I've got boundaries in place. I've told you all about this. And once you have your boundaries in place and you know where you're going and you know where your company's going, you know, the goal becomes so easy. it doesn't matter how fast. Like, as again, we had the issues, as I said, with the gummies, and it's annoying because the gummies are delicious. But I said to Sergio, please, let's send them back, because, you know, I don't want the packaging not to be absolutely perfect, because it's your first time seeing it, right? And it's annoying because obviously it's Christmas, and, you know, I really wanted you guys to have them and to, like, start with me this journey. And then I was like, you have one chance. We're doing it once.
No, 100%.
Like, and it, I don't want it to be, you know, rushed, and you guys to feel like it's not, you know, have a reason to go, oh, they didn't do it properly, did they? So, you know, the books, I was like, okay, we'll just do these. But to see even that grow.
And the people, like, just the messages coming from people, like, you know, feeling grateful and like, you know, so excited about, like, starting a new journey with this book, writing it down. It's just incredible. And
it's just a bit of fun, people.
But it actually works. And like, it mentally works.
Because it's reminding you, you have to write in it each day, right? So it's like anything. It's like taking your vitamins, going to the gym. It's training your brain, right? So you have your coffee, you put on nice music, and you think a minute in peace about the things you'd like to achieve.
You write them down, and then you go through your day, and then before going to bed, you read everything again. And then that's what you do day by day, slowly.
With a few affirmations. And by the way, the affirmations, they can be personal to you. You don't need to go to some book and read someone else's affirmation.
But specific.
Yeah.
Specific. Not like, I want to be rich, I want to make so many millions. No, just be a bit more specific. And then...
Well, I mean, I love my girlfriend's one, which is, I'm abundant as fuck and money flows to me is like magic.
No, that's amazing. But it's more general, honey. I think in order to achieve goals...
And no, like, those are goals, darling. This is an affirmation that you just say, like, all the time. You take the scary out of money. I think so many people come from a place of scarcity, right? Because... we learn to be careful with money, not to spend money, you know, to save money. Money is this tool that we, you know, need to be so careful because it can go. And it, in a way, we've been taught to fear it, right?
That's something very interesting on you that I'm learning a lot. And I think people should learn that, you know, your energy towards money is so unique and incredible that actually, you know, I get scared because I'm more on the saving side of it and Caroline is more on the spending side. So Caroline's energy with money is incredible. Like, she spends, you know, maybe a big purchase or something, you know, quite expensive. And then I get scared. But then she spends because she knows that money's coming back. And actually, she gets them back multiplied by two. And I always look at how she does it. And it's incredible.
It's fucking odd, by the way.
It's crazy. It's all manifestation. Like, she just sees it's coming.
Let me tell you one story, because I don't know how, but it just does flow with me.
It's crazy.
Let me tell you one story. Like, it was during the court case and I was like obviously playing lawyers, house bills, all this. So I was literally hemorrhaging money. And I think I was like, I don't know, $15,000 short for a bill that month. And do you remember we were sitting on a plane going to an island? And I was
thinking, yes.
And out of the blue, it was to the penny. I remember, oh my God.
Like, there was a transfer.
I miscalculated a bit the bills for the month and I was short for this one bill. And I was like, fuck, that was crazy. And I got on the plane and I was just sitting there and then came through from my insurance broker, weirdly, something I'd applied for a year ago.
It was $15,000 and like 2 cents, something crazy. Like
2p over.
And we landed and I was like,
we were just discussing how we were going to magic that number out of our asses and it arrived.
It just came. The money came. And I was like, honey,
we looked at each other and I was like, and the worry straight away went. And it was exactly if it wasn't so weird, it was the exact number. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what the fuck?
It's crazy.
How?
I think it's how you are and how you gravitate towards money. There's just something there that people have to learn because
I've never thought about going broke.
I'm learning.
And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, what is broke as well, by the way? I'm never going to be on the street. I'm super clever. You know, I'm smart. I know how to take care of myself. Maybe you have to downsize, but even downsizing, my house is fucking fabulous because I'm fabulous.
I see daily with you. It's just so amazing how you treat money.
So many people rely on me, darling. I don't get to worry. Because if you worry, you won't do anything. You'd be paralyzed by fear. Mm-hmm. And I think people are paralyzed by fear with money. Because you can I just ask, like, what do you think will ever be enough? You know what I mean? There's never going to be enough where you go, oh, I don't need to worry about money. Everybody worries about money.
You know, I think how you are is you don't really worry about money or saving. So if you spend, you worry about making more money.
Yes.
You don't worry about...
No.
Like, I'm going to keep this money here just to pay these. No, mm-mm. I'm going to... Okay, I can spend 15. I need 15. I'm going to make 15. No, I'm going to make 20. That's how you are. Like, you worry about making more money, no worry about saving the money. So,
100%. And he worries about the future and saving and doing all that. But, you know, all of these things, you know, again, I could be better at that, right? I could be better at looking at my future, but I don't even think about my future because I know it's going to be good.
I mean, we're slowly thinking about it. Now we
No, but I know it's going to be good. So I don't worry about it. And I think these books, you know, I am now starting to put where I want to be in the future, right? So I know that, okay, what am I doing to prepare for my age and my later in life? And I'm putting all of that in my book. And actually, after this podcast, we're off to buy our new vision boards.
Yeah.
Because it changes so fast.
So fast. So one of the another advice we can give you is, so we had this vision board for maybe 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Half of it's been achieved.
Half of the things have been achieved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could say not that many things on mine, but one of the biggest one that is, you know,
Bali.
And I really, really put that into it and it actually happened. So, you know, very grateful and very happy for this new project. But I think, you know, in the last 2 weeks, things switched. And move so fast.
Sergio's on fire right now.
That we need to.
And
put
I can see
one.
The smile on his face. Like if you get one more offer, I might actually vomit. I am now Sergio's manager.
Literally.
But it's wonderful because, you know, I think with where he's been and come from, just to see these little changes on his board, and unlike mine, you know, I think I ticked off a fair bit of mine. He's always taken care of my vision board, I suppose. And to see his now change, like, I can't wait to do his because I actually see where he's going. I can see very clearly where he's going. And it's very exciting. I'm going to have to hold on to him, ladies, because everyone's going to want him.
But it's actually amazing to see like how you evolve as a person and how, you know, your little things. So, for example, very basic example, I wanted something in life, maybe 7 years ago, and I really was fighting for it, and somehow it just never happened. And I kind of like put it on the side, and I never wanted to get back to that, but then somehow it's coming back now. It's coming back in a different way, and it's coming back where I am today. So it's just crazy to see that coming. And it's all about visualization and manifesting where you want to be.
But, okay, let's talk about that because, you know, the crazy thing is he's been giving, you know, an offer of something he'd always wanted to do, but he has built in him this sort of lack of trust in people and them offering things. And
because I've been burned so many times.
That's absolutely true. But I think with manifestation and writing your goals, you don't get to feel burned. You don't get the time to do that, darling. You have to treat each time like a different time. Okay?
100%, like a new time.
It's a new time. So, and it's however many years on. So who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's ego. And I've always told you, manifestation, work, money, there should be no ego. There's no ego in business. This is pure business.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you 100%. Need to take the ego out and you need to start again.
I understand.
And, you know, you're coming to a place where these offers are, these people don't know you. They never, they don't have any preconceived ideas of you. So, you know, they want you. They don't need to spend time on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think understanding that and being able to move on from past traumas is super, super important for manifesting. Otherwise, you block yourself every fucking which way.
100%. That's okay. Why we are starting again today. We are doing
clear
vision,
yourself.
New vision. New board and then writing down new things.
Because I looked at my vision board and some of it I don't want anymore. And that's okay, by the way.
Yeah.
Tick off ones and your vision may have changed.
Rearrange the vision. Like, you know, it's a new way where you can just get something else.
Yeah. You need to really focus and you're like, you know, you will change because we grow halfway through it and it becomes clearer and clearer. And that's why the boards combined with a book...
It really helps.
Really helps. It's kind of repurposing your purpose and mm-hmm. being able to focus on what that looks like to you. Another really clever thing that we did this week, actually, was we went on a mastermind course. And I know that, I don't know if some of you are following me, but before my facelift, I started mine. And I got talked out of doing a bit of what I really wanted to do, which was divorce coaching and manifesting your best life and sort of working with women who are stuck, which all goes hand in hand because you can't move on if all you're doing is bitching about your past life, which a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And so I've been rewriting that now. And I went to learn from somebody that's better than me. And I was really unsure about what to expect. And Sergio and I walked into this room of amazing humans. So if you're listening out there, we really, really enjoyed it.
Amazing people. The energy, talking about the energy, it was absolutely amazing.
And they all came with gratitude for what they've achieved and with kindness. And they wanted to share everything they learned with us and vice versa. That's the whole point of the think tank, right? And the masterclass. And that, you know, they're all successful. They all have $1 million businesses.
Someone just sold his business for like $50 million. Yeah. Like it was incredible people. Like give you an example. This woman was there and she was like, my goal is to do $1 million a month. And, you know, Caroline asked $1 million AED, right? And she was like, no, US. And we thought even it was a year. So, you know, very successful people. But, you know, you get there and we were looking at each other.
It's admitting,
is this for us, not for us? But then we just get into it and it was incredible.
It's admitting that we can all improve ourselves. We don't know everything about everything. And, you know, what I want to do is build with you guys out there, like a little mini divorce club, as it were, or, you know, think tank for women that are like-minded and that learn from, you know, come learn with me, you know, because I want to pass on what I've learned. I want to do that. Like I absolutely loved the energy in that room. And for me, it's so easy to slap women into, you know, their new life. Come on, ladies. You know, it's not over. It's just fucking getting started. It's so exciting. I am the most excited about life I think I've ever been. I literally am skipping out of here because, you know, we're launching a new company this week and it's just been so exciting. And I'm skipping out of here with the experiences that we've had. So grateful for life. And it's not about money. It's not about whether I'm, you know, doing more than I ever did before financially. It's got nothing to do with finances, which is so amazing.
It's friends and experiences
and the stuff that we're growing and building together. Like I know that I'm going to help so many of you with my masterclass. Can't wait for you to join me. So come to carolinestanbury.com ASAP and sign up. I'm going to do a VIP waiting list actually and get you all together and try and get like-minded people into the room. But it took me about that month of being sat where I improved myself, thought about it, and did my facelift for me, right? And I can't wait to share all my secrets and things with you guys and open up my network and help you, like, improve your life the way I have mine. You know, it doesn't come. It's like, what do they say? Your network is your net worth.
100%.
You know, we shouldn't just hide everything for ourselves. I want to help you guys get on the road to where you want to go.
That's why I love about this masterclass, for example, when you were there and you were so open, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody was allowing themselves to kind of like share where they are in life, no matter if they're making $1 million, like $10 or $50. They just, all of them wanted to grow. They were so open to each other
and saying, oh, I tried this, this worked. And it was so valuable. And that's what I'm saying is like,
You have to be open to work.
Yes. And you have to want it. Like you have to want to change. And I think, you know, I can't wait to share all my experiences like that with you and open you up to a whole new world of people that just want to share and give because, you know, we've been conditioned to like go mine. It's all mine. Well, no, because if you have that attitude, you're going to come from scarcity and nothing will happen. So, you know, get your books, write things down, journal, you know, reread them, think positively, give to other people.
Be grateful.
Be grateful.
That's a very important thing.
Every fucking morning, just take 2 minutes, take your coffee, walk outside, look at the sky and say, I'm grateful.
Look at the window and then just realize where you are in life, like how lucky you are for what you're going to do during that day.
With where we are in the world today, it shouldn't take much for you to look outside the window and feel fucking grateful because 100%. Some people don't get that chance.
Oh my God.
And we should all kiss the ground that we live where we live and that we have, you know, the opportunities that are allowed to, you know, to us. Because many people don't. So let this be your first day of your new year as we all go into it. Grab your books, start your new resolutions, write down the things that you're going to do. And every month, you know, every night reread them, but every month go back to the very first page and see how far you've come, because I think you'll be surprised.
And time flies, you know, like it's stop for a second, like in these like last 2 weeks of the year, and then just realize it's a new fucking year. 2024, how exciting it is. Like you can beat the whole new life, a whole new path, a new, completely different adventure.
Doesn't even need to be a new year. You know, I used to think, oh my God, when will this year end? And I've realized that one day later, you can have a completely different
life. Completely
different.
But the new year is giving you a chance for a new beginning in your mind.
Yes.
Because energy is everything. So just stop and put all your energy into that basket.
Burn the shit that you want to get rid of and start again. But get your book, start from January and get on with it.
You know, one thing that we do in Spain, very interesting, is we take 12 grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in New Year's. And then you make a wish. The last 12 seconds of the year, you make a wish. And then that's exactly, you know, like what you want to get in the 2024. And that's, you know, what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be like, listen, I want a new beginning and I want to forget this. And then, you know, everything is in their mind. It helps you to really...
And be shallow. If you want a fucking new car, put the new car, because it will give you something to drive you. And I don't mean literally drive. I've always said to Sergio, I cannot work as hard as I work and then not go and buy myself a gift. Otherwise, if I'm only working to feed people and pay bills...
Don't worry, you're very good at that.
Miserable. So go into the new year, grab your book, start manifesting your best life. It is not just for famous people. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody.
And it fucking works, okay? And
most of you will realize later on that you've been doing it for so many years, but you didn't know you were doing it.
100%.
It happened to us.
It's like crazy.
I saw my life. Like, I remember when I was little, When my dad was, you know, like he had a small car and stuff, and I was very little, I used to like print all these pictures of like amazing Range Rovers and like very cool cars. And then my dad, one day he bought it. Boom. And I was like, oh my God. So I visualize it in many different ways where I am today. And you've been doing it probably for so many years, but you didn't know.
No. You know, today is the first day. Start. Make the vision board. Please send them in because I love seeing them. Just tag me on my Instagram. Then, well, download today's episode. You know, make this a platform for you to start your best life and your new life. And please tell me how you get on, because I really, really means a lot to hear from you guys.
And that's why we wanted to do this. You know, the first week of the year today, you know, is the first Wednesday, and it's an amazing and beautiful journey. You know, today is the third and you have a whole new year ahead of you just to really put your focus and energy towards a new beginning.
So let's get excited for 2024. And thank you for listening to Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline and Sergio. We wish you nothing but happiness and being fulfilled in your new year, and hopefully getting everything you wish for.
Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.